Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 15 through 14. That's Matthew 6, verses 15 through 14. And it reads as follows. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Verse 7. And when you pray, do not babble like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now I read Matthew 6, 5 through 13. I'm going to read 14 a little later. I want to speak today on the topic, the perfect prayer. Jesus gave a sermon on the mount and taught everyone how to pray. Jesus knows how to pray because he is the Son of God and is one with God, and he knows God. Jesus stressed the importance of prayer and started in verse 5 when he said, And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. Jesus first tells us how not to pray in verse 5. And he says, and basically, the reason he said this is because many have used prayer to try to make themselves look good to others. And many have used prayers to say many words to impress. Jesus wanted everyone to know that prayer should not be used to hype yourself or used for self-promotion. Jesus further states that if you are praying this way, then your prayers will be ignored and your self-promotion will be your only reward. Amen? Amen. In verse 6, Jesus states, But when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So in other words, prayer should be an intimate thing between you and God. It should not matter if anyone else is around or if you are in a crowd. You are praying to God, not to man. Your prayer to God should be no different whether you're all alone or in a crowd. Jesus mentioned to go into your room and close the door. The meaning of that is to enter the presence of God and shut out all distractions. Your reward besides being in the presence of God is that you are spending time with God and God is listening to your prayer. Amen. Jesus states further in verses 7 and 8, And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Once again, Jesus wants to remind us how not to pray, because many have used prayer to say many words to impress others. Now, this is the Lord's Prayer stated in verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now let's break this down even further. Jesus said that we should pray in this manner when we're not reciting the actual Lord's Prayer. We should pray in this particular manner, meaning these points. Point one, the first thing you need to do is acknowledge God. Give him his props by exalting him and stating that he is who he is and his name is above all names. Exalt him by saying that he is your God. Number two, pray for his will to be done in your life and the lives of others so that his kingdom can come. His way will be done on this earth just like it is in heaven. Number three, ask for God to bless this day and give us what we need spiritually as well as in the natural. Also ask God to teach you his words of wisdom, the bread of life. Number four, we need to repent. I will repeat that again. Number four, we need to repent. We need to ask for forgiveness, for we have all fallen short. We need to be mindful to ask God to help us to forgive others, because it is not human nature to forgive anyone. So we need to ask for God's help in this area. We need to ask God to direct our path so that we will not be led into things that will pull us away from God and cause harm to others and ourselves. I will repeat number five again. We need to ask God to direct our path so that we will not be led into things that will pull us away from God and cause harm to ourselves and others. And number six, we need to acknowledge that all power is in his hands and that he can do anything and everything. Jesus uses this scripture to teach us how to pray. When we're not reciting the Lord's Prayer, that is how the manner we should pray. He also tells us what we should be praying for, and that is in verse 10. And this is very important. Verse 10 says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven." We are missing the point of prayer if we do not take verse 10 seriously. The most perfect prayer is that we can do is to ask for God's will to be done in our lives. Think about it. Our will or our way is the reason that we must pray in the first place. If our will was working, if our way was working, then we probably wouldn't have to go to God and ask him to bail us out of our problems and issues. The will of God is the perfect will for our lives. God knows what's best for us and knows that we will fall short if we continue our path by following our own way or our own will. Jesus mentioned in verse 8 that God already knows what we need before we even ask. Since this is true, and it is true, it would greatly benefit us to pray for his will instead of asking for things all of the time. God loves us and provides for us already. Our problem has been that we do not appreciate God as much as we should or the blessings we already have. Think about it. We would not waste money if we really appreciated having money in the first place. We would not take our health for granted if we appreciated good health. Would y'all agree with me with that? Also, we would not take the times in our lives when we have peace for granted if we appreciated those times when all things seemed right in our lives. We would not have to ask for these things if we thank God for the blessings and ask God's will to be done in our lives, because it is the will of God that we all prosper. God's love for us is the greatest love there is. So the next time you pray, saints, follow the 6 points that I stated and ask in sincerity for God's will to be done. It is vital that we pray correctly so that God can hear us and give us what we need. I will go over those 6 points again. Point one was acknowledge God first and foremost. Number two was praying for his will to be done in our lives and the lives of others. Number three was ask for God to bless this day and give it to us and give us what we need spiritually as well as in the natural. Number four, repent. Number five, we need to ask God to direct our paths so we won't be led into things that will pull us away. In other words, lead us not into temptation. And number six, we need to acknowledge that all power is in the hands of God, which it is, and that he can do anything because he can. We pray to God because we know that God is capable of blessing us and changing our lives. The question is, do we want our lives changed? This is the perfect prayer, saints. This is how you do it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, we thank you, Lord. We come to you in the name of Jesus, giving you praise, acknowledging you as God, first and foremost. We ask forgiveness, Father, where we've fallen short, and we thank you for this word, Almighty Father. Help us, Lord. Give us this day. Feed us, Lord. Enlighten us, Lord. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of thy way. And we pray for your will, Lord. We pray, Lord, that your will be done not only in our lives, but in the lives of others as well, Lord. Father, please help us to stay away from things that will do us harm. Direct our path, Almighty Father. Help us, O Lord, to go the way that you want us to go, Lord. That's why it's so important, Father, that your will be done in our lives. And Father, we come to you because we know that you can do all things. All power is in your hands, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we can come to you in prayer. Father, I pray that many will hear this word. I thank you for using me to give this word, O Lord. May your word bring you glory and honor. May we pray this perfect prayer according to your perfect will. We thank you, Almighty Father, and ask it all in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.